Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
American Redoubt. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show, and I am John Jacob Schmidt, your host, here on KTW AM 630 and 96.5 FM. If you are in the greater Spokane area, northern Idaho, and eastern Washington, welcome. And for those of you outside the reach of our signal on streaming, live streaming, welcome to all of you. And of course, outside the wire in occupied territory, you're in our thoughts and prayers. Thank you for tuning in. Hope you were encouraged. That's the whole point here. We want to encourage you and inspire you and motivate you to action in the fight to preserve liberty and our heritage, as well as self-sufficiency, self-reliance, that rugged Americanism, right? Okay. By the way, tell your friends who do not have the internet or limited internet. Sorry, I'm a little bit stuffed up this morning, but you can call in and listen on your phone by dialing 605-477-4336. And those of you with the internet, you can go to radiofreeredoubt.com and click on Listen to RFR. Click on that tab, and there's all the different ways you can listen, from dial-in phone numbers that you can listen on, as well as all of the frequencies on the radio stations, live streaming information, and archives, so you can go back and listen to previous shows. All right, and Sunday evenings, 8 p.m., that's our weekly podcast. I'm going to be talking about, the coming Civil War. I want to do a series, Civil War in America 2.0. About the growing hostilities here and what our roles might be as Christians. First of all, is what we think we're seeing real? Is there historical precedence to gauge? How can we look at the current situation in our country and say, yeah, I think there's a high probability of a civil war coming? Well, what do we base that on? And then if it's true, what's our role? What would that look like? So we're going to be talking about history. We'll be talking to subject matter experts on that. I'll be weighing in on my own, areas of expertise, and try to pull all that together about what that means for Christians living in this modern era. What type of time are we living in? What's the season that we're in? Well, I contend that things are probably going to get very sporty here very quickly. And I mean the coming months to a couple of years. So we'll be watching that. What we want to do also is strengthen the American Redoubt, one of several very strongly held conservative strongholds in the United States. And the American Redoubt is one of those: Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, and the eastern portions of the conservative rural Washington and Oregon, eastern portions of those states. That's the American Redoubt. Well, we have a battle going on continuously, even in the American Redoubt. Although it is a stronghold, there are tactics that globalists are using, leftists, those who are otherwise anti-American or just serving their own self-interests, that could harm our region as we try to strengthen that, right? So one thing I want to bring to your attention, this has been going on for a while. I didn't pull up the exact episode where I covered this, but actually did an interview talking about this Avista sale to this company, Hydro One. It's a Canadian company. Of course, Canada has adopted the Paris Accords for this global, these globalist environmental ambitious policies. They've signed on to it. And Hydro One, their company policy, they adhere to these radical environmental globalist type of controls and powers. And they exert that, or that, I guess, filters down to their customers right. How this affects you is that your rates could go through the roof. If the track record of Hydro One out of Canada and the horror stories of their clients, their customers, are any measure as far as what could come, it should alarm all of us. And this is something that I think we need to stand against. Now, I want to take you to a letter that a local patriot, he sends a lot of emails out to a mailing list that I'm on. And this is what he wrote. Avista is in the throes of selling itself to Hydro One in Canada, which we know. I'll try to find that interview that I did where we initiated this whole public awareness on this earlier this spring. And we'll add that to the highlights and resources posting for this show. But let me go back to this email. If this goes through, our power rates will go through the roof. Ah, I just said that. Guaranteed. The idea of a foreign country being in control of my electricity, no matter how friendly they are, scares me. Okay, a little clarification. The foreign country isn't really directly in control of your electricity. Not directly, anyway. And it's worse than just having a foreign country be in charge of your electricity. This is a company who's adhering to a global policy. Anytime you see global, that's bad for America. It is bad for American sovereignty and nationalism. Okay, globalism versus nationalism. Okay, so the use of dams that were bought and paid for by our public dollars no longer being in our control seems crazy. Yes, it does. At this point, the time to submit our concerns to the Energy Commission in Idaho has lapsed. This listener and patriot is in Idaho. A group of concerned Northwesterners has hired a lawyer to fight this sale. If you want to learn more, go to a Avista customer group. And so they formed a website. And this applies to Washington, all of us. We need to get involved in all of this. But Idaho citizens right now are on the front edge of this fight. And he makes a good point. Once the bird's flown the coop, it'll be too late to get it back. So get the word out. So and this is it's true. This is one of those things you have to be proactive. You cannot be complacent about this. So I'm helping to spread the word so you can be informed. You can get engaged and we can push back against this because the sale has to be approved. Okay, so here's the website, avistacustomergroup.org. If you are not a customer of Avista, don't tune out because this could very well roll over. We could find out in 2 years from now, oh, Kootenai Electric now is considering selling out to Hydro One. And what they're doing is this Hydro One in Canada, they're gobbling up all of these American power companies in the United States and selling out to a Canadian company who's implementing global policies and global directives from the Paris Accords that the United States, thank God, Trump said, those don't apply to us. We aren't playing your globalist game because it harms America. Well, what they're doing is they're coming through the back door. So they're having companies such as in Canada, and Canada just has not seen a globalist policy. It doesn't just love. And so through these companies, these Canadian companies who are buying up American companies, this is their back door to implement these global policies. And their power rates are just, it's astronomical, their rates. Even though they promised them it wouldn't, right? You're just, anyone who spoke against this saying, I think there could be a problem here. I'm not sure I'm comfortable with this. Oh, you're an alarmist. You're so negative. You're a conspiracy theorist. You're creating boogeymen where they don't exist. And then now these people are hurting. So let me read on. If you go to this website, the AvistaCustomerGroup.org, there are several links there. There's, of course, their homepage. But then there's the Why We Fight, what you can do, and then latest news, and then contact information. They're also asking for donations. So why are we fighting? Let's go to that page right there. And I want to share this with you guys. Are you ready for electric rates to triple? That's how they start off this. Now, they're asking that question for a reason, because they've seen Hydro One's customers experience the same things in Canada. So to the answer to the question, why we fight, they say, if this deal is approved, Avista will be fully owned by a foreign company controlled by the province of Ontario. Ontario's debt, which currently stands at $311.7 billion, is the most held by any sub-sovereign government in the world. It has also grown precipitously under the current Liberal government, who first took government when Ontario's debt stood at $138.8 billion, so more than tripled. And that comes from the National Post. The Canadian company Hydro One is in the process of taking over an American utility. They should say another American utility, but Avista Corp. This means the province of Ontario would control more than 13 dams and other infrastructure in the Pacific Northwest, more specifically in the American Redoubt. This is a strategic natural resource that we should never allow any foreign government or foreign company, any foreigners, to have operational control of or even administrative control of. But 13 dams and other infrastructure. Just before the renegotiation of the important International Columbia River Treaty with Canada. The merger is awaiting approval by the Idaho Public Utilities Commission, which will make its decision soon. If approved, Avista would be fully owned by a foreign company, which is controlled by the province of Ontario, holding 41% of its shares. You get that? The province of Ontario is holding 41% of Hydro One's shares. And it maintains control over Hydro One. Hydro One, even though they go, oh, that's not true. It's a separate company. It's not owned and controlled by a government. But we're seeing that that's not true. Hydro One operates under Canadian law and is governed by the Green Energy Act and other energy policies. Avista would be operating under foreign laws if this merger is approved. They have that in bold. I'm reading off their website. The founder of Hydro One is Maurice Strong, a declared socialist who was considered the father of false global warming and was the promoter of global governance by the UN, where he was the energy program founder and architect of the Kyoto Protocol. Hydro One intends to implement the renewable energy projects through Avista. And because of the green energy policies, Hydro One customers have experienced severe rate increases to the point of having their electricity shut off due to inability to pay. Hydro One's rates are currently more than just three times the Avista rates at 28 cents per kilowatt hour versus just 8 cents. It is anticipated the same will happen to Avista customers should this merger be finalized. This puts the Avista in a very precarious position as a utility that serves customers in several U.S. states. I think it's 13 or 18. Avista's customers would be at the mercy of a foreign government's decisions. That's true. Learn more and read the other citizens' objections by visiting this link. Well, they got a link here. But you can learn more and get involved by going to avistacustomergroup.org. This is just mind-boggling to me that this is being allowed. Maybe if we were going to draft a new state constitution, we would be able to add things to prevent foreign ownership of businesses. Is that possible? I'd like to see that. We have way too many of our natural resources in the hands of foreign governments. This is strategically disastrous for our future. Anyway, we'll be back right after this. Right after this short break, this segment is brought to you by Works LLC, custom-made holsters right here in the American Redoubt, Kydex holsters, and magazine pouches, custom-made, and a lifetime guarantee on all their products. And they're also the makers of the Liberty State holsters, but you got your choice, the flag or the seal, and they donate part of the proceeds to support libertystate.org. All right, this is Radio Free Redoubt. Stay right there.
Why are we going to divide the state into the State of Liberty? We are dividing the state to bring back our power of local representation that has been completely lost in Olympia for the past couple decades. We've all seen it every time our votes are tallied. On TV, we watch as all our votes show up in red as a majority all across eastern Washington. We watch as all the votes show up in red all the way to the southwestern counties, proceeding in red until they get to the far northwest corner of the state. Then the votes suddenly turn blue, completely wiping out the entirety of the rest of rural Washington's vote. We cannot continue to go unrepresented year after year as every vote eastern Washington makes in unison is cast aside. We are currently united in our voting patterns, and when all those votes show up in red, it is proof that we are united. Our voting history in eastern Washington proves we are united and that we want the same things. By dividing into the State of Liberty, we will be removing that small section in the state that shows up in blue to obliterate our united red vote in eastern Washington. By removing the small blue section, we will be returning our power of representation. Just imagine actually getting what we all voted for a change. That is the guarantee with Liberty State. So join the unified effort to support the restoration of our traditions, values, and the rule of law. Support Liberty State by making a financial contribution to this effort through our website or by volunteering. I'm Lady Liberty, and this is a public service announcement on behalf of Liberty State. Visit us at libertystate.org today.
Hey, this is Jordan Page, and you're tuned into Radio Free Readout.
This is segment two, Radio Free Redoubt, broadcasting right now from the free zones in an undisclosed location out to the masses. Outside the wire in occupied territory, have hope you are not alone. You have other believers just like you that actually see what's happening around them. And let me remind you, those of you who are in the free zones already, let me back up. I've occasionally run into some people who said, as you're talking about, how bad it is out there and all that, it seems pretty negative. Most of the people that I'm hearing that from are in the free zones. They got it made. It's great. They go play golf, go ride your Harley, forget about it, right? And they get complacent. Well, I assure you, because I hear from them all the time, those that are outside the free zones in occupied territory will assure you that it is very much hostile. Very much hostile. They're trying to get out of those places. They're trying to get strategically relocated. While they're there, and they must be where they are, they are fighting the best they can, but they're outnumbered on all sides. A redoubt is a fallback position. It is a defensible refuge. That's what it is, a fallback position. And I think that that's where we are right now. I think we're building that. Your family should be your first refuge, your marriage, your family. And then outside of that, you've got your circle of friends that you've built frith with, that tight bond, where you would, I don't mean just your Bible study group where everybody goes around, let's take your prayer requests. Okay, let's read a little bit of the Bible. All right, have a blessed week. And that's it. I'm talking about people who would lay it down for you. They'd risk their lives for you. Building frith. That needs to be done again for those of you who are not doing that. And so anyway, a little tangent there, but I think it's important to say. So this segment is brought to you by our sponsors. Talk about them, our friends at Riverfront Suites. They've got those fully furnished suites down on the St. Joe River in St. Mary's, Idaho. It's just about an hour south of Coeur d'Alene. And this is a beautiful time of year to go there. I just went on a drive yesterday. I had to go into occupied territory to link up with some others. Dashed in, link up with some partisans, and then we were quickly whisked back out into the free zones. So that was it was a good trip though. But the fall colors, just amazing. Went over White Pass. It was just incredible, breathtaking. It's just amazing. So get out there and see it. Riverfrontsuites.com is where you want to go to learn more about that. And check out those fall colors, especially up the St. Joe River. Amazing. And before I get into the rest of this and talk about the last 5 minutes here, I want to kind of give you a teaser of what I'm going to be covering over the next 2 to 3 weeks. Most of this is going to be done on our 8 p.m. podcast at RadioFreeRedoubt.com. And of course, we upload those to our Podbean. Those archives are uploaded to our Podbean site. That's RadioFreeRedoubt.podbean.com. Of course, all that's clickable. How to listen, you know, listen to RFR tab on the website there. But tomorrow night, I am going to be talking to Shelby Gallagher, the author of A Great State series. Her book 2 is coming out, and that is a very insightful woman. That is, by the way, the author Glenn Tate's new wife. So what an interesting matchup that was, right? So she's got some insights as far as what's going on with Antifa and the hard left. She said it's astounding how she made up a story about how the collapse could begin. And in her book, how much Portland is involved in the Antifa types, riots and things like that, now are headlines. So really interesting. It was really good talking to her earlier this week. So yeah, we're going to interview tomorrow night and talk about that. So yeah, over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be talking about Civil War 2.0. It's not going to be like the Civil War that we read about from the, you know, the early mid 1800s, the North and the South. It's going to be different than that. It's going to be uglier in many ways. It's going to be much harder to draw clear, distinct lines. It's going to be probably more like Ireland and the IRA. And then potentially, of course, it has the potential of becoming more like the Balkans. But in either case, this is, you know, it's a very real potential future outcome. And I think that we need to be at least mentally and at least spiritually prepared for it. At the very least, we need to be spiritually prepared for the times and the season that we're living in, and respond appropriately. But also, I think there is some mental and physical and logistical preparation that needs to be considered. So we're going to talk about that as far as the very baseline level information, like are we misreading the tea leaves, the proverbial tea leaves here? Are we looking into something and seeing something that doesn't even exist? Well, I don't think so. So let me go down the line here with some of the information I'm going to be diving deeper into. There's an article that came out in the New American. Lawmaker exposes Islamist and Marxist counter states in the U.S. And they're referencing, and I think I'm probably going to talk to a representative, Matt Shea, and do an interview with him, talk a little bit more about this counter state. He's not the only one talking about it either. Subject matter experts and analysts, very respectable and respected people, are recognizing what's happening, what several of us have been pointing out for years, but it hadn't come really to full maturity yet. So it was easy to dismiss. Well, it's getting to the point where we can't dismiss it any longer. So Representative Matt Shea spoke at the conference in Montana. And of course, I was in a debrief about a week ago before that and talked to him about this. So he's warned that Islamists from the Muslim Brotherhood, as well as Marxists and the communists, are setting up what he describes as counter states in the United States. These schemes threaten the freedom and the security of the American people, he warned. I'm reading now from the American New American article, citing a now famous memo produced for President Trump by Rich Higgins, who was the director of policy and planning at the U.S. National Security Council at the time. Shea said the danger was very real, and he's right. However, with awareness growing, Shea sounded optimistic about the future of freedom, at least in some areas of America. Yeah, in the American redoubt, no doubt. Okay, so Rich Higgins, I have the document. I'm going to share it with you guys. I'm going to talk about this more in depth. Okay, so this is what he writes in his document, Political Warfare. All right, he was sacked for this and for his position. He says, this is not politics as usual, but rather political warfare at an unprecedented level that is openly engaged in the direct targeting of a seated president through manipulation of the news cycle. It must be recognized on its own terms so that immediate action can be taken. At its core, these campaigns run on multiple lines of effort. They serve as the nonviolent line of effort for a wider movement and execute political warfare agendas that reflect cultural Marxist outcomes. That's what we're up against. They are engaged in subversion and subversion to oust a sitting president. This is the latent pre-insurgency indicators of an attempted coup or regime change, or to otherwise alter and change your government unlawfully. But they're using our Constitution and our freedoms to hide behind to allow them to openly operate. And then we're talking about the Muslim Brotherhood and the Marxists. There's a lot more to cover. I'm going to be able to get to tomorrow night and over the next couple of weeks. So join us at RadioFreeRedoubt.com for more. I'm John Jacob Schmidt. You have a blessed rest of the weekend. If you're a liberty-loving patriot, my name is your name too.